If you haven't tried Abercrombie denim yet, you're missing out. Denim should fit like this. It's all about proportions. Abercrombie has their classic fits and athletic fits for guys who want a little more room in the thigh. When you find your staple fit, it'll be the pair you reach for day after day for every plan. Shop Abercrombie Denim in the app, online, and in store.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, August 8th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Private equity firm Silver Lake plans to announce a $400 million project that'll tackle the bottleneck in data center power. Its plan is to secure already powered land, which it'll then sell to data center developers and hyperscalers. The new platform will be a joint venture between Silver Lake and a couple of principals at Commonwealth Asset Management. Silver Lake says power availability is the biggest obstacle to data center development. The joint venture says it's already secured 3 gigawatts of power and is developing sites in Texas and Georgia. Lyft is getting into robo-taxis. The ride-hail company began testing out May Mobility's driverless taxis in Atlanta this summer, and it plans to offer autonomous rides in Dallas in partnership with Marubeni and Mobileye next year. Internationally, Lyft said it's partnered with Chinese tech company Baidu to deploy vehicles using Lyft's ride-hailing platform in Germany and the UK next year, pending regulatory approval. Finally, U.S. battery startup Lyten has agreed to buy the remaining European assets of Northvolt. Swedish battery maker Northvolt filed for bankruptcy in March after it failed to secure financial backing. Lyten is developing lithium-sulfur batteries, which are seen as more environmentally friendly than lithium-ion batteries. The startup is backed by Stellantis, FedEx, Honeywell, and others. The acquisition includes Northvolt's main factory and research and development facility in Sweden, as well as the site of a future gigafactory in Germany and all intellectual property. The company plans to rehire a large portion of laid-off staff. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes today. Tune in Monday for another quick tech update.